It's now 9:32, 8 mere degrees outside. Drizzle all day long today, high of 13. You are listening to Classical Mornings with Mike and Jean here at the new Classical FM.
Well, the celebrations are just beginning as Kerner Hall is celebrating its 10th anniversary season. Just going into it, the celebrations are plentiful.
I can't believe it's been 10 years.
Isn't it amazing,
Mike?
Seems
just like 3 or 4 years ago.
Absolutely extraordinary.
Wow.
The executive director of the Royal Conservatory of Music's Performing Arts Division, Mervon Mehta, joins us to talk about it. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Great to see you.
It's good to be here 10 years later.
Wow.
10 years later.
Yeah. I mean, has it flown by as fast for you?
Absolutely. It's. I've gotten many more gray hairs, but you know, we've done over 1,000 concerts in 10 years, and it still feels new and fresh.
So tell me something. Do people, performers, musicians call you to ask you if they can perform in the hall?
It's a little bit of everything. Sometimes I beg and grovel to large people, large talents, and sometimes they beg and grovel for me, and then there's a lot in between.
Right.
And, you know, we do such a variety of classical and jazz and world music,
yes.
So it's you know, keeping tabs on all those genres is what makes it really fun.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because I would be very, very anxious having to monitor all those talents and all those...
Well, you get to listen to a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, yeah.
How do you keep it all in order? How do you keep it all focused and select?
I've just grown up, I think, with many people these days. You know, I hate to date myself, but my iPod has tons of classical music, but it also has tons of jazz and tons of Yusu and Dur and Ravi Shankar and everything in between. And
I'm not the only one.
You're looking in the mirror.
Goodness. Yeah. That's great.
Yeah. That is awesome. So let's start with the celebrations. Tuesday, October 2nd.
Tomorrow night. Yeah.
Kathleen Battle
with Joel Martin.
Yes, Kathleen is actually, you know, in this late stage of her career, making her debut with us. She's obviously been everywhere in the world, in every major concert hall and opera house. But she's put together a really great program for us. The first half is all classical. It's Mendelssohn and Rachmaninoff and some Schubert. The second half is Porgy and Bess and spirituals and some Scott Joplin and some Duke Ellington. Mm-hmm. So you're really getting both sides of this incredible talent. One of the greatest voices of the 20th century.
Undoubtedly.
21st century.
Yeah, yeah. I remember hearing her at the Met. I was way up in the family circle.
Yeah.
And you know what it was? It was Rosenkavalier by Richard Strauss, a big, massive piece.
Yeah.
And I could hear her as clear as
Yeah, good she's going to sound terrific. In fact, she's already in town. She's been rehearsing for 2 days.
Good for her.
And she sounds glorious in our hall.
And also that relationship with her pianist, Joel Martin.
Yeah, and Joel's someone who really can straddle both worlds, the classical and the non-classical jazz, gospel world music world. He can play anything.
He would have to, and almost everybody has to nowadays, which is awesome.
Yeah, I mean, there's some that are kind of stuck in their tracks, you know, that only do one thing really, really well, and some that are more polymaths, you know.
Mm-hmm. And it's also, you know, sometimes it's just a passion. You want to go there. You want to perform that stuff and see if you can do it.
I mean, this, you know, if you can play Schubert, why not play Duke Ellington?
They're absolutely
equal.
Exactly.
You're right. Now, the next concert, the Academy of St. Martin and the Fields Chamber Ensemble.
This is an octet from the larger Academy of St. Martin and the Fields Orchestra, which was founded, as you guys know, because you play it all the time, Mr.
You
Never
got
Warner.
It. Yep.
But this is the octet, and they're playing the Beethoven Septet, and they're playing some Carl Nielsen. Really refined classical music.
I love Carl Nielsen. He's not played enough as far as I'm concerned.
You're right.
Or performed enough, more like it.
Yeah. You know? And this is not just strings. It's woodwinds and strings in this ensemble.
Nice.
And then Yannick Nizitz again is coming with his his orchestra. Yeah,
it's actually, you know, quite a coup, if I might pat myself on the back, because he is so busy between the Met and
Philadelphia
and then winding down Rotterdam. He just did his last tour with Rotterdam. So he has a little window where he's in Montreal playing this program, and I said, you know, what day do you have where you can fly up to Toronto with the band and do it? So this was the Friday of Thanksgiving weekend was the date that they could do. Rachmaninoff, Fourth Piano Concerto and Sibelius Symphony No. 1. He's the hottest conductor on the planet.
Oh, no
he
kidding.
He is.
What is, I mean, it's an incredible program, but what for you is a big highlight that should be, other than, you know, the Kathleen Battle, which is a big one. But what is a highlight for you that our listeners should be aware of?
You know, it's the thing that really gets me going is when I introduce a young artist or a mm-hmm. new artist and they play at you know incredible level and we actually sell tickets because people in Toronto really get stuff. Mm-hmm. So we're bringing Xiangjing Cho, the young pianist who won the Chopin competition. He's never been to Toronto before.
Wow.
It's so sold out. We've just added stage seats as well.
I understand.
And the Danish String Quartet, which is, you know, a very, very good quartet, well-known in Europe, but not well-known in Canada or North America.
Right.
And they're not quite sold out, but yes. but they're doing very, very well.
I'd never listened to Xiang, and I listened to him last night play the A major. A flat major Chopin, and it is spectacular playing.
Yeah. He's a superstar.
A superstar. Yeah. And how old is he?
Good question.
You know, he looks late about 20s. 15.
Yeah, late 20s, I think. I'm not
younger
sure.
than us.
Younger
yes.
than us.
Younger than all of us.
But only slightly, Mike. Only slightly.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Yes, and Daniel Hope.
And Daniel Hope is someone who's been with us, you know, I think 3 times now, but he's actually doing a very different program of kind of looking at the history of the violin. And if I can just read you the description, because I said, how do you describe this piece?
Sure.
And it's an ensemble of Baroque musicians. He says, I would describe it as an outrageous romp through the Baroque with a dazzling ensemble of virtuosi wandering minstrels.
I love that.
Oh, I like that.
So there's lute players and drummers and violinists and violists and cellists. And it's just going to be the history of this violin that's lasted for 400 years and never been improved.
Yes, but it's also a very entertaining way in which to demonstrate it.
You will have some laughs that night, for sure.
And why not?
Yeah.
Exactly. Have fun with it.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be stuck. And you've already mentioned, I see here, Hilary Hahn.
Hilary Hahn, another show
well done.
That's already sold out. She just released a new record of Bach partitas and sonatas. She'll be playing Sonata number 2 and 3 and Partita number 3. So hearing Hilary Hahn, just her alone and her fiddle on our stage.
Amazing.
With 1,100 people surrounding her. I can't wait for that concert.
And sadly already sold out the great Marie Pariah.
Yeah, and that's not until May.
I know. Yeah. That's the thing. It's May 1st next year.
Unbelievable. Yeah,
it's quite gratifying that in our 10th season, I think we have 7 concerts, and some of them are jazz, some of them are classical,
right.
that are already sold out before we start the season.
That's exciting.
So people really get what we do, which is great.
You go, darn, I wish I'd put a second night in there.
there are some artists that we could have. I mean, we did actually put a second night in for Chile Gonzalez, and both of those are 98% sold or something.
Mm. Well, we have a social media person, Liz Parker, member of the Parker family, mm-hmm. brilliant pianists, and she came in and she looked at the program and she went crazy over the King Singers. She's so happy that they're going to be here.
They're kind of like a biannual regular for us, and they always do well. It's their 50th anniversary as an ensemble. None of them are over 30, but the group keeps going. They keep replacing with great young singers.
Right.
And they're doing a Christmas show for us.
Oh, that's nice. That's perfect.
And Gabriela Montero.
Wow.
Yeah, now she's someone who's not as well known on the piano circuit. Interesting program. The first half is some of her own music, some mm-hmm. Chick Corea and some Schumann, and the second half is all her improvisations. And if you've never seen her, she's got a devious, interesting, crazy mind, and she will take requests from the audience.
Oh, I think that's great. Say,
play me a Radiohead song, but play it in the mode of Scriabin, and she'll do it.
Does she? Yeah. And she gets audiences like that.
Oh,
who
yeah.
would come up with those things?
Well, she'll say, give me a tune, and someone will say, Hockey Night in Canada, and then she'll say, okay.
Hopefully she knows it.
I know that. And in what format should I play it? And someone will yell Scriabin or Tchaikovsky or Rachmaninoff, and she'll play it in that style.
That's so exciting.
It's a kind of a crazy mind. I don't want to get in there.
I love it, though.
Yeah. It's fabulous.
Yeah, but she'll give it to us.
Yes.
Show us as much as she wants.
Yeah, and she's, she's from that Venezuelan school of all those young Venezuelans mm-hmm. that came out of El Sistema, and incredible talent.
Right.
And great passion.
Yes.
Yeah. Marvin, I want to thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
It's a very exciting season, we'll be signing up for a lot of tickets.
Great. Well, Classical 96 has been with us from day one, so we thank you guys.
Well, it's our pleasure. Absolutely.
Oh, indeed.
We've been speaking with the Executive Director of the Royal Conservatory of Music's Performing Arts Division, Marvin Mehta. He joins us this morning. He joined us this morning to talk about the celebration of going into their 10th anniversary at Kerner Hall. Now, for tickets, they're available online at rcmusic.com /performance, or you can call 416-408-0208 or go in person to the Weston Family Box Office at Bloor and St. George. Thanks, Mervon.